This is Amy, the Senior Group Fitness Instructor at the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. Are you looking for a spark of inspiration to bring to your next class? Find us at indoorcycleinstructor.com.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. As an entrepreneur and frequent inventor, I tend to have a soft spot for people with new products or new ideas, and a product I'd like to talk to you about today with the inventor, actually Jennifer, I believe, was contacted originally by Marilyn Tai, and she has a product that she calls Get-A-Grips. Marilyn, welcome to the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast.
Hi, John. Thank you.
Where am I getting you today?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
From Long Island, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Through the wonders of Skype, we can talk back and forth like we're right next door. I enjoy that. Tell me about your product, what it is, kind of how you came up with it, and what problems you see it solving.
I started spinning, I guess, about 4 years ago after the birth of my second child. And I joined a gym and was immediately drawn to spinning. During one of the classes that I was taking, like every other class that I always took, I was fussing with the towel, trying to keep the towel on the handlebars, because just the feeling of when my hands would sweat, the feeling between my hands and the handlebars was very uncomfortable to me. This one particular day, I'm on the bike and I'm working and sweating like I always do. And I said to myself that I need something for my hands. I need something to wrap around the handlebars. And as I was taking that class, I developed it in my head and I thought of the materials that I needed to make it, which I had all the materials I needed in my closets at home. I think the only thing I needed to buy from the store was the Velcro. I left the class that day. I came home, went through my closets and pulled out some old towels, got the materials together, pulled out a sewing machine that my mother talked me into taking. It was a throwaway from a school that they were replacing new ones. And I just happened to have a sewing machine. And I threw my first pair together. They were very raw looking. And I brought them into my next class. And I started showing them around. And the reaction that I got from people was incredible. They were like, oh my God, what a great idea. So I was very encouraged by that. And then I used them for the first time. And I said to myself, I said, this is perfect. This is exactly what I needed. Now, when I made them the first time, I just made them to fit on in the third position of the handlebars. And then I was able to use my towel for the rest of the handlebar. So that covered the whole handlebar, that I was able to rest in third position on the grips. And then I used my towel for the rest. And I didn't have to move the towel from one position to the other. I was able to leave my towel there. And then after that, I went home. I dug out some more old towels. I made some more pairs. I started handing them out to what I call testers. They're people that I spin with. One of my instructors that I regularly take classes from. They all tried them. I said, use them, wash them, tell me what you think, what problems you might have. That's what we did. I guess the rest is history. After that, then I perfected the material that I used. I changed the material that I used. Shortly thereafter, I started selling them. The gym owner was kind enough to let me do that. The reaction so far has been tremendous.
You know, what you have is a replaceable soft grip that a person can bring to class, install them very easily, and then take them home with them, hopefully.
Right. It's a personal item. It's something that you throw in your gym bag. They're completely washable. I have one of the testers that's been using them has the same pair, the original pair that I gave him. I think I started making these 2 years ago and with daily use. This guy spins every day. He washes his grips almost every day. They do have a nice long life, but they're personal items. They easily attach right to the hand. They can attach to any position. I've seen people attach them to first position and up until third position. They could also be made in different sizes. So we could easily cover the entire handlebar if that's the way you prefer to ride with one pair, or I can custom make a longer pair to fit whatever bike that you're riding.
Sure. And I realize that from a manufacturer's perspective, it must be frustrating because different bikes all have different configurations for the handlebars.
That was definitely one of my challenges. Down the road, I'm hoping to make different styles for different style handlebars, because that's what I'm finding out as I distribute these for people to try. They don't fit every style handlebar, so they can be custom made to fit any handlebar, but the ones that I make, I guess, stock don't fit every size. But yes, I would like to design grips for different style handlebars.
Do you know the particular models that you do fit currently?
The bike that I've been using is the NXT or NT, the Spinner NTX. They're brand new bikes. They just replaced them. But the bikes before that were the Schwinn bikes with the, and this is why I was so motivated to make them. The handlebars were plastic, which just increased the sweat from, you know, it was even more comfortable than the handlebars today are actually, they're not as slick as the Schwinn bikes.
Yeah. And it's like you said, it's a personal item, you know, for some people, because I see in my class, you know, I have a lot of people that wear gloves. So essentially, you know, you're serving kind of the same function as somebody wearing gloves.
Absolutely. Yep. The only difference would be, now I've never worn gloves in a class. I would imagine that, I don't know, I think if I were to try them, that might be uncomfortable in my hands. It might be a little bit more sweat involved. But the only thing that the grips offer that the grips don't is the padding, because the grips are padded. I've had people tell me that they at times suffer from numbness if they're holding onto the handlebar too tight, or they're hitting a spot in their hand that causes numbness in the hands. The padding on the grip does help alleviate some of that. So that's something that a glove won't be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, certainly. I understand that. Okay. You've got a website, spingrips.com.
It's actually Getta Grips. Spin Grips was my first name, but I was contacted by Mad Dog. They wouldn't allow me to use the word spin. So
oh,
I had
okay.
to. I know. I did. I had listed them on eBay, and I don't know how they found me. They're very diligent in protecting their name, but they found me and they canceled the page that I had on eBay. And they contacted me and said, "You're in trademark infringement." So I had to change the name. So maybe someday with their permission, we'll go back to Spin Grips. But for now, it's Getta Grips.
Getta Grips. Okay. And spell it for everybody.
It's G-E-T-T-A, two T's, grips.com.
All right.
And shipping is free.
What do they sell for?
Regularly, they're $15 a pair for the smaller ones. They're about 6 inches long, or $18 for the longer pair. They're about 9.5 inches long. But what I've done for your listeners today is I set up a special ordering page. If they go to my website now, you can get the grips at a discounted price of $10 a pair. You'll get $5 off for the smaller pair, or $12 a pair for the larger ones. To get that special price, you would go to www.gettagrips.com/special. From that page, you can place your order from that page, and that's where you'll get that special price.
Perfect. And I'll have a link to that on the InnerCycleInstructor.com website, the post to your podcast. Anything else you'd like to add?
Anybody who currently uses a towel while they're riding, the grips are, I mean, you won't believe how incredibly soft they are, especially when you're jumping. I think the biggest problem that I had when I was using the towel, when we were jumping, quickly going from one position to the other, you don't have to fuss with the towel. There was one event, I did an event last year. It was a fundraiser. And just before I did the event, I said, let me take my next class without the grips, just to remind myself why I made them in the first place, because I got so used to them. I was using them for a year. I guess I got spoiled. I took a class without the grips after using them for a year, and I couldn't believe how much time I was focusing and how much energy I was using on concentrating where my towel was. when I had the grips, I wasn't worried about the towel, and I was actually realized that I was able to work harder with the grips and concentrate on my ride than without them.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah. I mean, I was amazed. I did it just to, like I said, to remind myself, maybe give, you know, give myself some selling points when I went to the event. I was truly amazed at the difference between with and without them. So it's something to think about.
Well, Marilyn, I appreciate having you on the Indoor Cycle Instructor podcast today, and I wish you the best of luck on your product.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And if you have a new product or something that you'd like to tell about 1,000 indoor cycling instructors about, give me a holler. I'm at john@indoorcycleinstructor.com. And until next time, I hope you enjoy riding indoors.
On my ride than without them.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah. I mean, I was amazed. I did it just to, like I said, to remind myself, maybe give, you know, give myself some selling points when I went to the event. I was truly amazed at the difference between with and without them. So it's something to think about.
Well, Marilyn, I appreciate having you on the Indoor Cycle Instructor podcast today, and I wish you the best of luck on your product.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And if you have a new product or something that you'd like to tell 1,000 indoor cycling instructors about, give me a holler. I'm at john@indoorcycleinstructor.com. And until next time, I hope you enjoy riding indoors.